honor of. Sounds like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, I guess.
And how fitting. On May the 4th be with you.
Yes. Hints from Heloise. It's a column to help you with your life. I'm ripping and reading from the Dallas Morning News. Dear Heloise, writes Margaret J. Aberdeen from South Dakota, here's another use for a microwave turntable. I have a large, heavy potted plant that is difficult to move around. I set the pot on the round rotating plate, and now it is so simple to turn. Also, when I water it, the overflow goes into the tray.
Well, speaking of microwaves, my damn microwave, it won't spin anymore. It just sits.
The motor is burned out?
I guess. And it did it pretty early on, but I probably paid $50 for it.
Do you really need...
Does it need to spin?
Yeah.
It does need to spin, doesn't it? Does it make a difference?
For even cooking?
I guess.
I don't know. How often do you use your microwave?
Man, rarely.
Need a lean pocket at 3 in the morning?
I don't eat microwave food like that. I mean, I'll heat up maybe a cold cup of coffee if it's been sitting out too long. I'll heat up leftovers.
Right.
You know, if I make something and there's too much of it. But as far as like cooking,
if I have time, I would prefer to heat up leftovers in the oven.
Yeah. They do taste better.
I mean, it'll take you 20 or 30 minutes, but the result is so much better.
Yeah. Microwaves, they kind of suck.
Yeah, they're worthless. So I guess you can just chunk it and keep the plate
for my plant.
Put your potted plants on it. Or your pot plants. Dear Heloise.
Now you're talking.
Writes Vonda Woolsey of Amarillo. I wonder if she's related to Will.
My buddy Will Woolsey.
My recipe called for 2 sticks of butter at room temperature. And as usual, I had forgotten to set it out beforehand. I cut the butter into small pieces and used the low setting on my hair dryer. It worked like a charm. It didn't melt the butter and just softened it to the right texture.
That's a great life hack.
I guess. I mean, does your hair dryer get dirty? Is it going to be blowing like dust mites on your...
Probably.
On your butter?
Probably.
It's kind of gross.
It is kind of gross. Why do you need room temperature butter? Because it's more pliable?
Yeah, I think if you're making... if you're baking, you need to fold it into your
flour.
Your batter or whatever. Yeah, I think you need to have it room temperature. I don't know.
You could put
I don't bake.
You could put it in your rear, and it would be 98 degrees.
That's true. Just wrap a stick of butter in a Ziploc and sit on it.
Yeah. What's the next one? Still know where to go with the butter one, man.
Heather G. of San Antonio writes, Dear Heloise, I was at a buffet restaurant the other day. Imagine a Heloise reader at a buffet restaurant.
Shocking, isn't it?
When I noticed that a woman who worked in the grill area had on a form-fitting chef hat, not the tall one. It was black and plain. To glam it up, she had placed a sparkly headband across the rim like a hat band. On the side, she had a couple of barrettes to hold it in place. It looked really cute, and she stood out.
What is that? How is that helping me with anything?
How is that a hint? So if you work...
Hey, I saw
a buffet restaurant.
I saw a lady with a cool hat. I'm going to write a letter to the paper about it.
Well, I guess if you are in the food service industry and you have to wear a chef hat, then you can glam it up with some berets and a headband.
Great. So some broad bedazzled her chef hat, and we have to hear about it.
At Golden Corral.
Yes. Buffet.
I was at Golden Corral the other day, and the chick working the chocolate fountain had this crazy hat on with berets, and she put a headband, little rhinestones.
Honey,
on
that's
it.
A great story. You should really write the paper about that story. I really like what you said then, and I think readers of the paper would like to read that too.
get out Junior's notebook and write in crayon a letter to Heloise.
Yeah, I like Heloise. She's always writing good stuff.
Gwen M. writes via email, "We will be putting our house up for sale in a few months. Do you have any hints for making the front of our home more inviting to potential buyers?"
Mow your yard?
Well, Heloise has, she earns her money this week.
Oh, she
actually writes
some,
a response.
Some tips.
There are several cheap and easy things you can do to attract potential buyers to your home. Number one, clean the front door or give it a fresh coat of paint. Number two, buy a new welcome mat, something bright and happy. Number three, replace old and discolored hardware on front doors and mailboxes or clean and paint them. Trim landscaping or invest in a few new plants. Keep the lawn mowed and trimmed. And lastly, make sure the street numbers are visible. If the numbers are painted on the curb, then repaint them. If the numbers are on the house, polish or replace them so they stand out. I sure hope these hints help you sell your house quickly.
How was that woman not able to figure these things out on her own?
I know. It seems like that's common sense. How do I make my house more attractive? I don't know. Paint the front door.
Clean it.
Mow the yard. Plant some flowers, you dumb bitch.
Oh, my God.
I mean, seriously.
I know.
Why do you have to write the newspaper?
I don't know.
I mean, who do you want
to... The question that I'm asking is, why do they have to write the newspaper? But more importantly,
why do we have to read it
on the radio?
Because it kills a segment, Danny. It kills
it does,
a segment
and for
day.
That, and for that, Heloise, we thank you, because on a day like today, that's what we need. We need killed segments.
Yeah, we just spent the last segment talking about Star Wars figures.
True.
We've got nothing.
I know. And we'll have even less when we mix with the Sorority Brothers next.